Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 17, verses 3 and 5 and 6. They said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?" The Lord answered Moses, "Go out in front of the people. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." If you grew up in a home like mine, and you complained about your food, you heard your parents say something like this: "There are starving children in Africa who would love to have that food." Whether the reasoning was sound, the point was that we should be thankful for what we had instead of complaining. The temptation to be dissatisfied with what we have has plagued humanity for almost as long as this world has existed. But what if it is a basic need that seems to be missing? The nation of Israel was in the wilderness. No running water, no cool springs, pools, or streams to draw water from. We can live without food, but water is essential. Didn't God care enough to provide? But God wasn't ignoring their need. With a miracle, He would show that He was the one who provided for them. He told Moses to strike a rock with his staff, and water flowed out of that rock for them to drink. How patient God was with them. How patient God is with us. We grumble and complain, yet He patiently continues to provide just what we need every day. The greatest gift He provides is another rock. The Bible later comments on this time period and says, "They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ." Jesus was always with them, and He is always with us, too. In His word of grace, He gives us the essential water for our spiritual lives. Through that living water that flows from Jesus, we are rescued from the wilderness we deserve because of our sins, and we are kept alive to dwell with our God, whose patient love for us always provides everything we need and more. Thanks be to God. Jesus, forgive my grumbling and lack of trust. Pour out your living and life-giving water to quench my thirsty soul. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.